Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, July 6th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. The big story of the day is Shortcuts, Apple's new version of the workflow app that it acquired last year, now with Siri integration. Shortcuts was shown off at WWDC last month, but hasn't been included in iOS 12 beta yet, until now. On Thursday afternoon, Apple added a way to request access to the Shortcuts app in beta through TestFlight, the beta app distribution service that's also a product of an acquisition. Registered developers can request access to the Shortcuts beta through the developer portal. There's no solution for public beta testers, however, so you'll need to wait until iOS 12 is ready in September or fork over $100 for a paid account. For workflow users, the new Shortcuts app is very familiar, and an app teardown reveals that the app is literally an updated version of the workflow app on the App Store now. Another interesting tidbit, Shortcuts Beta 1 will actually run on iOS 9 or later, just like Workflow, although you'll probably need iOS 12 for the new Siri features. Apple opened a limited pool of beta testing for Shortcuts on Thursday, followed by a much wider wave of invitations sent out today. And also in the news today, Sonos has filed for a $100 million initial public offering. The smart speaker company is set to become a publicly traded company, but in filing its IPO, it revealed that it made a net loss of $14.2 million in 2017. And it cites not having its own voice assistant as a risk, as Amazon could remove Alexa integration without much warning. And since it's Friday, let's check in with Trevor at 9to5 Toys, which launched the new 9to5 Toys Daily Podcast this week.
This weekend's best deals at 9to5 Toys include Apple's 10.5-inch iPad Pro for $150 off. You can also pick up Apple's MacBook Pro with Touch Bar for $1,430, a $369 savings off the regular price. And we also have Apple AirPods on sale for $140. Be sure to subscribe to the new 9to5 Toys Daily Podcast and get the best deals and latest news every day at noon.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.